Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up? It's your boy, The Fed Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and I believe Mike will have more on this story later. But today, we toast Beverly Chester Burton of Shively, Kentucky. Now, around 11 p.m. this past Tuesday, Beverly, like Harold and Kumar before her, decided that she wanted some moderately delicious hamburgers from White Castle. Well, she pulled into the drive-thru line, but she ended up falling asleep behind the wheel. Well, naturally, this ruined the flow of the drive-thru, so several people knocked on her window to wake her drunk ass up. Eventually, she did, but then she ended up rear-ending the truck in front of her, which pushed the truck into the car in front of it. Well, this moment, she's like, I should get out of here. She decides to make her escape, which ended abruptly after she crashed into a utility pole.
Jesus.
In the parking lot, right. So the cops finally show up, and the police get there. She's standing beside her vehicle, and she admitted to sucking down a few apple martinis with some friends. Well, she was given a field sobriety test, which she failed after her, as they say, inability to walk in a straight line or keep her head up. She ended up being arrested. But we're toasting Beverly Chester Burton of Shively, Kentucky, because Beverly Chester Burton is the mayor of Shively, Kentucky. On that note, shout out to Tim Currier. That was the mayor of Messina, New York, who earlier this week, he was arrested for throwing crack out of the window when he was in a high-speed chase with the police. This is a great time to be a mayor.
Damn.
Good God, man.
Man. You said it was White Castle?
Yeah, she went to White Castle like 11 at night, and when the cops got there, she said, I had two apple martinis. Apparently, everyone who lies about drinks, you stop at two. But she said, I did around 5 o'clock. Then she changed her story, said it was about 9 o'clock. Well, it's 11 o'clock by the time the cops are talking to her. And they're like, lady, you've had something to drink more recently. Gave her the field sobriety test. She couldn't keep her head up.
Plus, no offense, but you're at White Castle after 11 p.m.
We know you're drunk.
Right. You're altered or you work a late shift.
Right.
Sober people don't go in there. After 10 o'clock.
Right.
Yeah. Unless they're working and they're just going home and picking up.
The whole basis of the movie is that they were stoned.
Yeah, that's the whole reason. Either way, she's the mayor. She has been arrested. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Yeah, Stephen Throwhill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Tim. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Tim, you understand how this here game is played?
I do.
Fantastic. Then you know you have a choice of one of three stories. We have The Wonderful World of Drugs, We Have Bite Me, in other words, What Did Someone Find in Their Food, and finally, Interior Decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Let's do drugs.
Drugs. All right. Let's go to the fine state of Texas. where a mother there is facing criminal charges after leaving her 9-year-old son alone at a skating rink so she could use drugs in the car. An employee at Champions Roller Rink outside of Houston told police he was closing the business shortly before midnight last Friday when he found a child sitting outside. Well, surveillance footage, it showed that the boy had been left unattended for about 4 hours. Officers searched the area, and they found a mother sitting in a car parked nearby. Now, the woman, identified as 39-year-old Jennifer Frenchmeyer, was initially unconscious, but she eventually woke up and was, quote, observed to have slurred speech and bloodshot eyes. Now, the suspect admitted to using a drug and was also found with marijuana, which is not the drug, but they also found weed on her. She was arrested, charged with child abandonment with intent to return. Child Protective Services were called to the scene. The boy's released to another family member. The question is, what was Mama doing in the car? Was she drinking, smoking crack, shooting heroin, or doing meth?
Okay, so when you first started the story, I was originally going to say meth, but then you brought up the lead shot, but then you said about the weed, so she's obviously mixing stuff.
Sure.
So I'm going to go back to meth, because I feel like that's something, like you're in a skating rink activity, right? So I'm going to go back to my meth idea, and I'm just going to hold on to that.
So you're going to stick with meth, Tim?
Yeah, I think that if she, her eyes are bloodshot, she's probably smoking weed, too.
Okay.
You know, mixing it all up.
What were the choices again, Steve?
Yeah, drinking, smoking crack, shooting heroin, or doing meth.
So, I think I'm just going to stick with meth.
And how long was the kid in the car?
The kid was unattended for 4 hours, and it was midnight when they found him.
I think it's drinking.
Yeah, you know what, Miles? I'm with you on this one. I think she's just getting hammered.
You going to go drinking, Ted?
Yeah, I'm going to go drinking.
Don't do this to me, guys. Don't do this to me, man.
I'm just saying, who hasn't lost 4 hours? Drop.
Tim, you're going to stick with meth, right?
I'm just going to stick with meth. Okay. Yeah, four hours of skating rink, yeah.
We're going to find out what Mom was on. Was she drinking on crack, heroin, or meth next?
That was a tease.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All right, category on profile. This will be drugs. Texas mom is facing criminal charges after she left her son unattended at a skating rink for 4 hours. She went outside and did something in her car, passed out. They closed the place down at midnight, and kid's still sitting out there on the corner.
Yeah,
and they finally found the car, roused the mom up, but either way, she was on something. Question is, what was she on? Was she drinking on crack cocaine, heroin, or meth?
All right, well, Tim has since hung up, but he started with meth, said, man, that is my gut feeling. And, of course, take your time, machine. Miles, you and Ted agreed, man, drinking. Woke up, her eyes are all red, blurry, she's passed the hell out.
Ow!
Believe it, a lot of people said meth. They were like, look, dude, if you are passed the hell out in your car, there's a good chance you're smoking meth. And there probably is, but believe it or not, smoking crack.
Smoking crack.
Smoking crack. That's
well, that
right.
That is whack.
Huh. Falling asleep on the crack.
Falling asleep on the crack, man.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today, the Jimmys.
Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon.
Seth Meyers.
Seth Meyers.
Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That's right, all these guys have teams of professional writers who help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Vladimir Putin said Russia will start vaccinating their people next week. Yeah, the vaccine seems like a winner. 5 out of 5 Russian doctors recommend it if they know what's good for them.
That sounds like Fallon.
Jim Fallon or the, I'm going to say the Ted Smith.
Jim Fallon.
Vladimir Putin said Russia will also start vaccinating their people next week. Yeah, the vaccine seems like a winner. 5 out of 5 Russian doctors recommended if they know what's good for them.
I have a buddy that does a spot-on Russian accent, and I took him to a Halloween party where he didn't know a lot of people, and the host got kind of mad. It was like, why aren't you in a costume? So he was just wearing a tracksuit and doing the accent. Oh. And finally, I'd be like, no, he's not really Russian.
Jesus. Actually, the last Russian guy I met, I was in Hawaii. I went to go smoke, so I had to kind of leave the hotel property, went down to the beach, which is fine. They had a little bench set up, so I'm just kind of looking at the water. This big dude sits next to me. You don't mind if I join you? I'm like, oh, no worries. Tracksuit. Full velour. I mean, it was hot, man, and he's right head to toe velour tracksuit. Big, giant man, too.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
She said no.
Hell no.
Not your little ass. In the UK, they're going to start giving people the vaccine starting next week. So thanks to our guinea pig friends over there for that.
Seth Meyers.
Yeah, Seth.
Jimmy Kimmel.
In the UK, they're going to start giving people the vaccine starting at the beginning of next week. So thanks to our guinea pig friends over there for doing that for us.
I don't know if you guys saw this in the news, but Hostess just came out with a new party-sized Twinkie baking kit. It lets you bake a giant 2-pound Twinkie that you serve. Let me start that again. You guys saw this in the news, but Hostess just came out with a new party-sized Twinkie baking kit. And it lets you bake a giant 2-pound Twinkie that should serve at least 8 people or 1 Chris Christie.
That's intense, man.
How'd you know that was me?
I don't know. It's either you or Seth Meyers. I was
trying to do a Seth. Son of a... So, business news. I heard that Drake is selling a new scented candle that smells like himself. Imagine being a scientist and your boss telling you, I'm pulling you off the COVID vaccine so you can work on the Drake candle.
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon, good call,
Bob. Business news, I heard that Drake is now selling a scented candle that smells like himself. Imagine being a scientist and your boss is like, yeah, I'm pulling you off the COVID vaccine so you can work on a Drake candle.
Still say it's going to smell amazing.
It's going to smell like whatever cologne he wears, probably.
Yeah, and a little bit of snow. Now available nationwide for the first time since 2012, the McRib sandwich is back. The first thing the McRib said when it came out is, hey, how's Bill Cosby doing?
Seth Meyers.
Ted Smith.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Now available nationwide for the first time since 2012, the McRib sandwich is back. 2012. The first thing the McRib said when it came back was, hey, how's Bill Cosby doing?
Jesus. Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of things that have changed since 2012. But yeah, Cosby would certainly be one that would be like, you gotta be kidding me.
What was the joke? Somebody said something like, I don't know, you've been in a coma since whatever year. When they wake up, they just hold up a picture. It's like Bill Cosby and Bruce Jenner and be like, you're going to want to sit down for this ass.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I'm with you. We were just talking about this the other day on the podcast, new episode out. Like, if somebody woke up, I forget what year we picked. And I, was it 2000? Yeah. And I was like, listen, like, you know, because this is pre-Apprentice and everything. So I was like,
it's pre-9/11.
Right. So it's like, you remember the rich guy in New York? Like, he's the president.
Right. Which is right. Without the Apprentice, you'd be like, you probably remember his name. You might remember him in Home Alone 2 real quick.
Right.
I mean, that's it. Like, he's the president. Let's see, OJ, he'd already been assassinated. Bruce Jenner no longer exists. Right?
So that was the main thing I said, is that you'd have to tell somebody from, because they've been in a coma since 2000. Like, hey, you remember like 6 years ago when OJ lost it and like murdered people, allegedly, and was on that car chase? Yeah, I remember that. Do you remember who the third lawyer was on his defense team? Doesn't matter. Anyhow, his ex-wife married Bruce Jenner, and now their kids are the most famous people in the world.
And Bruce Jenner is a woman.
And Bruce Jenner is now Caitlyn Jenner.
Right.
Like, it's just like, it'd be
and
wild.
The mayor of New York is now the attorney of the president.
Yeah.
Right.
It would be super
but
weird.
They wouldn't even know the mayor's because 2001 hadn't happened yet. So right. In that case, right. You'd have to say, remember the mayor of New York who's getting investigated, but 9/11 happened.
Exactly. Right. He was about to resign.
Exactly.
At that point in time.
Yeah. Thurl, I think you talked about it a little bit earlier, but a volunteer at the at Carol Baskin's Big Cat Rescue did get attacked.
Can you call it an attack if it's a tiger? It's kind of like, that's what tigers do. I mean, I know that's the word. I don't know what the better word would be, but I'm like, it's a tiger.
It was feeding time, and the tiger said, I'm going to eat.
Right.
I know. I often just think, what do they dream of?
Eating people.
Tag a nap. basically, here's the deal. Jason Zebras. Listen, the lady went into the cage. She was going to feed the tiger.
Yeah.
They have protocols. Even at crazy-ass Carol Baskin's Big Cat Rescue, they have protocols. This lady went in, undid a door, went into a spot she shouldn't have. Tiger caught her, ripped her arm off.
Mm-hmm. Basically.
Yeah. Like, also, like, I know tigers. Well, I don't know that. Do you think the tiger talks trash? Like in his head, like, I'm keeping this.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. Like, I don't know at that point, if that's just food for him or her. I don't know what the sex of the tiger was. Or is that just like a, man, you've had me in this cage for years. If I get the chance, I'm ripping your damn arm off.
Well, I think it's instinct. You know, I'm a territorial creature. I like to stalk my food. It's odd when it walks directly toward me, but okay. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, if that's what you want to do.
Animals will eat carcasses in the woods.
Sure.
But they prefer live anything.
Yeah, if you're a predator, yeah, absolutely. I mean, do you realize how strong they are? So Miles showed me this video. It was a lion, not a tiger, but same general idea. This guy walks into the lion's cage to feed it or whatever he's doing. But the guy worked there, and this lion grabs him, right? You see the lion's coming toward him, and he's going to, quote-unquote, fight it off. The fight doesn't last, but a bunch of other employees, they're not going to quite run in the cage because it'll take out all of them. But it didn't grab him by his neck, but it grabbed him like by the back of his shirt or whatever.
Yeah.
And like you picture, like in my mind, you picture it like it has to pull you back into the enclosure. This thing basically picked his ass up, moved
off running
40 miles an hour. It's a full grown man in his mouth.
Right. Well, that's why there's, I want to say it's India. I saw the special on tigers.
Mm-hmm.
And like the dudes that work in those areas, because there's some, what do you call it? Not national parks. Like game preserve.
A reserve or something.
Whatever. So it's a place where the animals are protected, but there's people that have to work there. And, like, it's old school, but they wear these giant, like, I don't know if they're steel. They're some type of metal.
On the neck.
On the back of their neck.
Yeah.
Generally, that's where tigers are going to attack you.
And probably a set of eyes.
Oh, yeah. You're right. I think they did that, too.
Yep.
Right?
There was, the cattle rancher. It was, like, in South Africa or something, but the lions kept taking his cattle because, you know, they're cattle and lions want to eat. And he took a Sharpie and drew eyeballs basically on their haunches.
On the butt?
Yeah, because they said when the cattle eat, they're all kind of face to face and their asses are facing outward.
All right.
But the lion stopped attacking because they felt like the cows were alerted to him. So the lion perceives it as, oh, man, they're all staring at us.
They can see us.
So it's not that they could take us out, but they're going to run away or do whatever. They're going to avoid cows. It wasn't worth it. So, like, the lion attacks drop, like, 98%.
I mean, it's not just lions and tigers. Like, I've been to festivals, and sometimes people wear, like, a light-up mask that's on their head backwards. Mm-hmm. And they're like, whoa!
Yeah.
Thought you were looking at me, man. Anyhow, I'm going to go back to the beer garden now. It's weird. Morgan Allen, he's the country singer. Sings one of the country songs I like. I realize that now. Whiskey Glasses. Miles, we listen to it all the time in the office.
Oh, yeah. Always jamming that.
You heard that one?
What's the other one we were talking about the other day? It's like Florida Georgia Lions, like guns, God,
beer,
shots, amen,
yeah.
Jesus, something like that.
So he has a couple songs, right? Whiskey Glass is a popular one, but he lost the gig on SNL as he was pictured, I want to say, after...
Oh, he's partying down in
Georgia. Oh, yeah.
After a Georgia game or something. Anyhow, he was pretty apologetic and said, sure. Yeah, I shouldn't have done that, blah, blah, blah.
But I did.
Right.
I had a hell of a time.
Either way, in Lauren Michaels' defense, like, yeah, so they're going to have him back this weekend. And said, all right, well, you know.
Give you another chance.
Right. Like, can you follow? Just follow the protocols we're asking. We'll have you on SNL.
Yeah, we'll do it remotely. We'll Zoom you in.
Which, we've talked about this before, but SNL is amazing for performances. Because, I mean, there's so many bands and stuff that you see on there that you never would have seen. So, like,
true.
Right, like, it's, I just have a friend that likes country, so I know that song. But, like, I won't have to reference it anymore. Because we all watch SNL, and you're like, oh, aren't I?
Well, even when they canceled it, you're just like, that's the one country song I like.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, it's the same thing with, you know, trying to remember, like, some boy bands that, you know, well, obviously I like boy bands, but, like, One Direction, I never really knew who they were. And then you see them on SNL. It's done it for rock bands.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can name them. I mean, hell, That last performance by Bieber was powerful.
I remember, I never saw it, but I remember you telling me about it. Like, I felt bad for him.
I did. I felt bad for the Biebs, man.
The Biebs.
He's so
laying it all out there.
Yeah, yeah. You guys are big fans, pun intended, of Peter Dinklage, right?
little fella.
Big fans, yeah. Thanks to Game of Thrones, sure.
I don't know why it seems funny when you call him a little fella.
Hey, little fella.
Yeah, little guy. You know he is. Big forehead.
So he is going to join the cast of a remake of the cult classic, The Toxic Avenger.
All right.
I've never seen The Toxic Avenger.
I've seen parts of it, but I mean like 30 years
ago. Is that nuclear stuff, I believe?
Yeah, some nuclear sludge or whatever. Right.
It came out in 84. Mm-hmm. It was about a goofy kid named Melvin. The mop boy at a health club, after some bullies play a prank on him, he falls into a vat of toxic waste and becomes the Toxic Avenger, New Jersey's first superhero.
Hey!
Who knows who Peter Dinklage is going to be? There's not a ton on this film yet, just like, yeah, Peter Dinklage.
Okay.
Make him a bully.
I would, why not?
Yeah, right? I mean, it's already fantasy, like... Just because he's shorter doesn't mean he can't be a bully.
That was a campy one back in the day. As long as they keep that campy style to it.
I think they will. Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, I've never seen The Toxic Avenger,
mm-hmm.
but I used to watch some shows on E! Entertainment way back in the day when they first started. Because when you're a young boy coming up, like there was a lot of shows on later at night that had material to have.
Yeah, understood. Right.
Right. So I always remember they'd show these people that would like go around trying to pimp the Toxic Avenger, but there was always like women in like latex boots and stuff. So that when I think Toxic Avenger,
that's what you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm in my basement. Right. I mean, it's basically what it is. Let's see. The Voice, they booted a contestant for disobeying COVID-19 protocols. No word on what it is. Everybody's fine. It'll just have to drop out of the show.
Sure.
Which makes a lot of sense, right? Like,
but they won't be invited back.
Right. They won't be invited back because they were already on the show.
Right.
Right.
At least that guy kind of screwed up on his own. So he got an invite back.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Granddad picks up a manhole cover in his backyard and finds a World War II bunker buried under his home. Meanwhile, a woman bicycles naked around London for charity, and by the looks of it, has no need for a comb. So no shock to anyone, British pubs are packed after first night back. Drunk Kentucky mayor passes out at White Castle drive-thru after stopping for a snack. And the Too Tall Bandit strikes again. Police looking for a guy at least 6'8". It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We go to Thailand, where a man got an interesting surprise buying a PS5. He had bought the console as a resell, but the price was so low that he thought to contact the seller to get a feel for the situation. What surprised him was that it sounded like a woman answered the phone, one that didn't seem like she'd be into games in the first place. He went to the agreed-upon location and was met by a middle-aged man instead. When asked why he was getting rid of such a new gaming system, the man got very, very sad and said that his wife was making him get rid of it, saying, quote, "It turns out that women can tell the difference between a PS5 and an air filter." Mm-hmm. So basically, he had bought the thing, told her it's an air filter, played it for a little while. She went, "Hey, that's not an air filter. Make it go away."
Good times.
That thing's like $900 or something like that. Maybe $1,000. I don't know, but it's crazy expensive right now.
I saw that.
I got it.
I understood there was a request put into Santa for one, and I get a feeling Santa's going to say no. But
Santa's only got a limited amount of those.
Yeah. Santa looked at the price like, doesn't matter. That no.
Right.
No.
Santa doesn't have it in the budget this year. In other news, we have another mayor behind bars. We covered this a little bit earlier today. This time we go to Kentucky. Police made their way onto the local White Castle after they had gotten reports of a drunk driver. What they found at the scene was a mare that had apparently fallen asleep in the drive-thru before coasting into a live pole. She failed the field sobriety test and reportedly couldn't walk a straight line, so she was arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Two mares in 2 days.
I know. I mean, the ones in a high-speed chase with the cops throwing crack out of the window.
Leaders are snapping, man. They're going
you
down
hard. You voted for them.
That's right. Good work,
They're
everybody.
They're just regular people.
Right. Good work.
Oh, the regular people, but they're held to a little higher standard.
Yeah, you would hope.
You would hope. What do you know? They're just like we are. They represent us perfectly.
Right. That's why I don't run for office.
Ta-da! Over in the UK, a man out in his garden made an interesting discovery. This is a pretty neat story. The man had owned the home for 40 years, but always wondered about the manhole cover that was in his backyard. Getting the curiosity bug, he and a friend lifted the cover and found concrete underneath it. After digging for a little while, they discovered that it was actually a staircase leading to a World War II era air raid shelter.
Damn.
Huh.
He said
it's nice, too.
He's turned the bunker into a bar that he'll host gatherings at once restrictions are lifted.
Cool.
It's like brick walls.
Oh, yeah.
It's really, really nice.
Apparently, they said that they could fit roughly 40 people inside of these things. Of course, they'd be cramped. It wouldn't be, you know, the Ramada in there, but they could fit 40 people inside of the thing. And he says, I guarantee you, this is all up and down this block.
Mm-hmm.
Guarantee you, if people go out to their backyards, they will find that same manhole cover, and you got a shelter down there.
Yeah, that would make sense.
But I wouldn't tell them that. I want to be my bar. You know,
not I want to bust in their shelters and then open up different wings of the bar. Nah, man, that's a skee ball court. Smokers in San Francisco got some news. The city council passed an ordinance to ban smoking inside of apartment buildings with three or more units in an attempt to protect residents from secondhand smoke. But that left marijuana smokers at a loss because state law also bans them from smoking in the public, leaving them basically no alternative. They can't smoke inside of their apartments. They can't smoke out in the public. Hey, it's legal in the state, though. Good work. The ordinance.
Yeah, I mean, right, that is a weird thing, right? Because a lot of because technically it's legal, but you're not supposed to smoke on public thoroughfares. Right. It's like, yeah. Right, well, we can't smoke
so
inside.
So where do we smoke it?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
In the bathroom with the exhaust fan on, like when you're a teenager.
Yeah, it depends on your building. A lot of them recycle.
Well, not in San Francisco. Right. The ordinance was just amended to allow marijuana smokers to continue heat boxing their apartments.
There you go.
Yeah. Go for it. Like
also,
you said.
Look, it's 2020, almost 2021. When is the last time you've been in any apartment building? Like, yeah, go ahead, light up a cig.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Not to mention.
It's like when they tell you you can't smoke on an airplane.
But we know.
Okay.
Not to mention, it's also 2020. If you see somebody across the street that is smoking, do you automatically assume it's marijuana? No, you automatically assume it's a cigarette.
Right.
Therefore, I think you're all right. Stop ticky-tacking law on people. And if they got a brown bottle they're drinking out of it, it's root beer. Leave them alone. You don't circle the building and then tail them for a while, you jerk. Yeah, I saw you. Mm-hmm. I ran.
Oh! I got in trouble once at a casino. Somebody was like, is that whiskey? I was like, it is Lipton iced tea. It's just a square bottle.
Damn.
A square bottle.
Leave me alone.
You can't have that in this part of the...
It's 2020. We're locked down. Let me do what I frickin' want to. On a dare, a woman in London has raised over $8,000 for suicide prevention by simply riding her bike around the town.
That's all you gotta do.
Naked.
She's also naked.
Right. That's why it worked. Yep.
Ta-da! I'm happy now. The woman and her flatmate were joking one night, and the idea was brought up as a dare that she ride around the city for 10 miles completely nude to raise money. Liking the idea, she took it with full force, donning a small bit of clothing to keep things somewhat reasonable, mm-hmm. and accept the donations while on her ride. She
looked, made $8,000. Looked much better than the Fremont Solstice Parade. Man, oh man.
I fully agree with that.
Yes, trust me. I've
seen it
for 15 years.
Right.
So it's a surprise.
Because it's for charity, Miles.
Surprise.
She's raising money
for that's for the Fremont Art Council, I guess.
Right.
Surprise. That is not surprising.
Oh, no. There was nothing left of the imagination.
No.
I already knew.
And the thing is, if it were left up to the imagination, you're not the type that I would try to imagine it. Mm-hmm.
I could tell that your back was hairy without you taking right. off your clothes. Thank you very much. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Bad Choice Friday and Ted versus the FCC.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.